Be strong and courageous. Those are the words that the Lord spoke to Joshua as he was sending him across the Jordan to take possession of the Promised Land.
Pastor Brian Wolfmiller talking about his presentation at the 2026 Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference.
Where does that courage come from? From Joshua's strength? From the number of soldiers? No, from the promise. I will not leave you or forsake you. The Christian is courageous to face all of the troubles of this world, not because we're strong, not because we can resist the world and the flesh and the devil on our own, but because the Lord is with us. The Lord fights for us. The Lord keeps us through all the troubles of life into the joy and hope of the life to come.
You can meet and hear Pastor Brian Wolfmiller making the case for Christian courage at this year's Making the Case Conference, June 12th and 13th at Concordia University, Chicago. Learn more at issuesetc.org.
This is a day which the Lord has made.
Let us rejoice and be glad.
From the rising of the sun to its setting,
the name of the Lord is to be praised.
Return to the Lord, your God, for he is gracious and merciful.
Slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and repentance of evil.
Jesus said, if any man would come after me,
let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
Christ was wounded for our transgressions. From the rising of the sun to its setting,
the name of the Lord is to be praised. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
A reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 11. For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, saying, This cup is a new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous one.
He was delivered out to death. He was delivered for sins of
the people. Blessed is the one whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered.
He was delivered out to death. He was delivered for sins of the people.
We have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous one.
He was delivered out to death.
You shall have no
other gods. You shall not misuse the name of the Lord your God. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. Honor your father and your mother. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not give false testimony against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife. Or his manservant or maidservant, his ox or donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor.
I believe
in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God, Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
The Small Catechism, page 326. What is the sacrament of the altar?
It is the true body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, under the bread and wine, instituted by Christ himself for us Christians to eat and to drink.
Where it is written,
in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Entering student questionnaire data over the last several years shows that 60% of our incoming master's students are 20-something. A Barna research headline earlier this week asks, are young adults engaging more at church? What pastors in that article are saying suggests that they are. The article goes on to indicate that younger pastors are more likely than those over age 45 to report increased engagement among both Gen Z, ages 13 to 26, and millennials, ages 27 to 41. With this in view, the approach of this catechetical series seeks to illustrate how the sacrament of the altar might be preached to these generations, recognizing that even Gen X and boomers are not immune from the culture that has informed us and that is all around us. Millennials are the first generation to live primarily in the cloud. In their 20s, so much of their life is mediated through a glass screen. Their social standing is a set of metrics. Their career prospects are a LinkedIn algorithm. Their romantic life may, unfortunately, be a series of swipes. They are more connected than any generation in humans through history, yet they are arguably the most lonely. There is a specific kind of exhaustion that comes from living a virtual life. It's the feeling that you are just a data point, a user to be marketed to, rather than a person to be known. You can have 1,000 friends and still feel like no one actually knows you. You can watch a 5-star cooking video and still be starving. Because here is the truth. You can't hug a screen. You can't touch a JPEG. You are a creature with a body, lungs that need air, skin that needs touch, a stomach that needs bread. And into this hyper-digital, often disconnected world, Jesus Christ speaks a word that is frankly scandalous in its physicality. He doesn't send an email. He doesn't host a virtual webinar. He says, take, eat. This is my body. In Lutheran theology, we call this the real presence. It is the belief that when a pastor speaks the words of institution, which we just recited from the catechism, the same words that Jesus spoke on the night he was betrayed, those words recorded in the Gospels and in St. Paul, something miraculous happens. We don't believe the bread merely represents a distant memory. We don't believe that it's just a symbol of some spiritual feeling. No, we believe that the true body and blood of Jesus Christ are truly present in, with, and under the bread and the wine. To the modern mind, this is a scandal. The rationalist asks, how can a piece of bread be God? The skeptic asks, that's just chemistry, it still tastes like wine. But Martin Luther famously refused to budge on the word is. During the Marburg colloquy, he reportedly carved the Latin words, hoc est corpus meum, this is my body, into the table. He didn't want to explain the how. He wanted to trust the who. We call this the sacramental union. Just as Jesus is 100% God and 100% man, the infinite God contained in a womb, so too he is present in these simple earthy elements. He isn't hiding from the physical reality, he is entering into it. So why does this matter for a 20-something or a 60-something in 2026? Because it means God is not a virtual God. If God were only spiritually present, meaning he only exists in your thoughts or your vibes, then his presence would depend on you. It would depend on your ability to focus, your ability to feel holy, your ability to pray in the right way. If you were having a bad day, God would feel far, far away. If you were struggling with doubt, God would just seem like a ghost. But the Lutheran doctrine of the real presence says that God is present whether you feel like it or not. As St. Augustine noted, the word is added to the element and it becomes a sacrament. It is the word of God that does the work, not your emotional state. This is the God who has dirt on his hands. He created the physical world and he isn't ashamed of it. By coming to us in bread and wine, he is saying that your physical life matters. Your body, which might feel tired, or unattractive, or broken by the world, is something Jesus wants to be united with. He doesn't want just your soul, he wants all of you. One of the greatest anxieties of young adulthood is the search for meaning or direction. We are constantly looking for God's will in the clouds, in our guts, or in the signs of the times. We ask, where is God in this mess? The Lord's Supper gives you an anchor. It locates your Savior. You don't have to go on a pilgrimage to a mountaintop or achieve a state of Zen to find him. You don't have to wonder if he's listening. When the pastor places the bread into your hand or upon your lips and says to you, the body of Christ given for you, you have found him, or rather, he has found you. You can touch him, you can taste his grace, the very body given into death for the forgiveness of sins. In a world of virtual and maybe, this is certain and real. Each time you leave the Lord's table, you're going back into a modern wilderness, a world that will try to dematerialize you. It will try to turn you back into a consumer, a profile, an office worker bee, or a student or faculty workhorse. It will tell you that the only things that matter are the things that you can buy or the things that you can measure. But after the Lord's Supper, you carry something different in your body now. You have been fed with the bread of heaven. You have received a foretaste of that feast to come. The Lord's Supper is your spiritual food on this journey. Just as the Israelites were sustained and nourished by manna in the physical wilderness, you are sustained by Christ's body in the digital wilderness. He is in, with, and under your daily life. He is with you in the office, in the classroom, in the library, in the dorm room, in the apartment or the house, and in the quiet moments when the screen goes dark. Do not settle for a virtual faith. Come to the table often. Touch the mystery. Receive the God who is real enough to be eaten and real enough to save you. In the precious name of that God, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
In our prayers, we remember Chaplain Joshua Scaife, who is currently stationed in Kuwait. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the gift of divine peace and of pardon, with all our heart and with all our mind, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the Holy Christian Church, here and scattered throughout the world, and for the proclamation of the gospel and the calling of all to faith, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this nation, for our cities and communities, and for the common welfare of us all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For seasonable weather and for the fruitfulness of the earth, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who labor, for those whose work is difficult or dangerous, and for all who travel, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all those in need, for the hungry and homeless, for the widowed and orphaned, and for all those in prison, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the sick and dying, and for all those who care for them, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For safety for our military personnel who are in harm's way in the Midwest, in the Middle East, and for Josh, that he could speak Christ's message of peace to those he serves, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Finally, for these and for all our needs of body and soul, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
O God, whose glory it is always to have mercy, be gracious to all who have gone astray from your ways, and bring them again with a penitent heart and steadfast faith to embrace and hold fast the unchangeable truths of your word. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Bless the Lord. You have caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning. Grant that we may so hear them, read, mark, learn, and take them to heart, that by the patience and comfort of your holy word, we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
I thank you, my Heavenly Father,
through Jesus Christ, your Son, that you have kept me this night from all harm and danger. And I pray that you keep me this day also from sin and every evil, that all my doings in life may please you. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen.
Let us bless the Lord. The Almighty and Merciful Lord, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, bless and preserve us.
Amen.